morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姊妹朋友，早晨。
This morning, I'd like to share on a subject called temptation.
今朝早晨，願意同大家交通到試探。
And I'm probably the last one I should be sharing on this subject.
其實我唔配嚟到去交通呢個問題。
And I'm sure that you will say, you've got to have someone who is a very spiritual giant to share on this subject.
或者你認為應該要找一個屬靈偉人嚟到去談及呢個問題。
But I remember our brother shared this in the winter conference.
我記得弟兄喺冬令會嗰陣時候提及。
He shared about he was trying to share on the topic sanctification.
佢講到當佢講及聖潔嘅時候。
But he feels so unworthy, and he talked to another sister.
但係佢覺得自己唔配，所以佢要同另一個姊妹講。
And the sister encouraged her to share, and she said that you keep sharing until you get it.
個姊妹就鼓勵佢繼續嚟到交通，交通到直至你得到為止。
So this morning I'd like to share because this is a lesson that I've been learning myself over and over and over.
今朝早晨講到呢個題目係其實我係一直喺度學緊學緊學緊。
Since the New Year's begin, we heard many people have this New Year resolution.
新年嘅時候我都聽見好多人話有新年嘅願望。
I heard people said, okay, I am going to watch my diet.
有啲願望話我今年要小心我嘅飲食。
I'm going to stay away from chocolate.
我唔會再食朱古力。
Some people would say,Okay, I'm going to get up early and go exercise.
我要每日朝早起身早一啲嚟到去運晨運。
And some people say, I'm going to stay away from the television. I'm going to stay from spending too much time on the internet.
我唔會再上網，亦都唔會再睇電視咁多。
Non-Christian talk about making this decision in the beginning of the year.
非基督徒時時都係喺新年有願望。
They know there is things that are tempting them.
他们知道有事情来到去引诱他们。
They're making a vow so they don't fall into the temptation of this world also.
所以他们要发誓来到去远离这些引诱。
But how about us as Christians?
那我们这些基督徒呢?
Are we going to do anything different?
我们有没有不同呢?
Or are they doing the same thing as we are?
是不是他们跟我们做的一样呢?
They are trying to resist temptation by their own mental power.
他们用他们自己的意志来到去拒绝引诱。
And are we using the same mental power to try to resist the temptation?
那我们是不是又用回我们的意志来到去拒绝引诱呢?
And I hope that our New Year resolution has to do with our spiritual growth also.
愿意我们今年的新年愿望和我们的属灵生命都有关系的。
So I hope that When we share about temptation, we can all be equipped on how to deal with this subject of temptation.
所以当我们提及这个试探的题目的时候，我们都能够得着帮助来到抵抗试探。
I want to talk to every one of you in a very private manner.
愿意同大家讲一些私人的事。
Because when you talk about temptation, it's usually something we have to deal with inside.
因为讲及试探的时候是一些我们内在要处理的问题。
It is something that you may not have told anyone.
或者你从来没有公开讲给人知道。
You may be very ashamed, you don't tell anyone.
或者你觉得很羞耻所以不敢讲给人听。
But I want to challenge you this morning.
但我今天要向你们挑战。
Think of a temptation that you are struggling in your spiritual walk.
想一想在熟龄的生活上面你有没有一样东西来引诱着你呢
Do you have any temptation that you know of?
你有没有知道自己有正在面对任何的引诱
Let's turn to the Bible to Matthew chapter 3
我们看一看圣经马太福音第三章
Matthew chapter 3 verse 16
马太福音第三章十六节
And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了。 他就看见神的灵仿佛甲子降下，落在他身上。
And behold, a voice out of the heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry.
他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread.
那试探人的进前来对他说, 你若是神的儿子,可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说,经常记着说,人活着不是单靠食物,乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then the devil took him into the holy city, and he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，
and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give you angels charge concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your feet against a stone.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经常记着说， 主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
耶稣对他说，经常有记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
And he said to him, All these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
耶稣说：撒旦退去吧，因为经常记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
We'll read one more passage from Mark chapter 1.
我们再看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1 verse 12.
马可福音第一章12节，新约圣经47页。
This records the same temptation of Jesus.
这里是讲到刚才我们讲及耶稣受的试探。
We'll actually read 11 and 12.
我们看11节和12节。
And a voice came out of the heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And pay attention to the word, and immediately the Spirit impelled him to go out into the wilderness.
11节，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。 圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野去，请大家留意吹到。
I want to focus on these three temptations in a different way this morning.
我想用第二个方法来讲及耶稣受的三样试探。
I'm sure we all read or heard different explanations about the temptation.
我们都知道 各人已经是听过对于试探的解释。
And there are many ways to look at how the temptation we can apply to our daily walk.
当然在我们日常生活上面，我们时时都有试探。
I want to focus on what I think is crucial in this situation.
但係我想提及喺呢個情景嘅底下最重要嘅事情。
The three temptation of Jesus is focused on the challenge of his being the Son of God.
呢三個試探其實都係挑戰，因為佢稱呼自己係神嘅兒子。
We know that right after Jesus was baptized, when God declared that he is the Son of God, in him he is well pleased.
当主耶稣受浸完之后，天上有声音话：呢个系我个爱子，我所喜悦嘅。
And immediately the Holy Spirit impelled our Lord Jesus into the wilderness.
咁立时之间，圣灵就催耶稣入旷野。
And we see that in the first two temptations，
喺第一同埋第二嘅试探里头
，the Satan actually said， "If you are the Son of God."Command this stone to become bread.
魔鬼对佢话：你若是神嘅儿子，吩咐呢啲石头变成食物。
And the other temptation, the second temptation,
第二次嘅试探。
The Satan said to our Lord Jesus,
魔鬼对耶稣话
：If you are the Son of God, and throw yourself down, for it is written.
你若是神嘅儿子，可以跳下去。
So what does that mean when I talk about the challenge of his position as the Son of God?
就是魔鬼要挑战他的地位，作为神的儿子的地位。
In the first temptation, our Lord was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
第一个试探，主耶稣已经禁食了40昼夜。
And he was hungry.
他饿了。
And the tempter came and said, "If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread."
那个试探人的进前来就对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Can Jesus turn stone into bread for himself?
你想想，主耶稣是不是能够将石头变成食物呢？
Yes, he can.
当然可以。
He has made bread for 5,000 people, for 4,000 people.
他预备了食物，喂饱5,000人，喂饱4,000人。
It was Jesus needing to eat, he was hungry.
主耶稣饿，他需不需要吃东西？
He does. He has a need.
当然他有这个需要，他要需要吃。
But our Lord said, man shall not live on bread alone, but by the very word proceed out of the mouth of God.
但是主耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And what is the word of God?
那神的话 是什么呢？
The word of God is the will of God.
神的话就是神的旨意。
He talked about the relationship of Him and the Father.
就是讲及他与神两父神之间的关系。
And the will of God is so that the Son could have total reliance on the Father.
神的旨意就是作为神的儿子要完完全全的依靠他的父神。
Our Lord Jesus is totally rely on God the Father for his provision.
我们的主耶稣是全靠主父神来到供应他一切所需。
It's not just on the physical, the temporary need.
不是只是为了暂时肉体上的需要。
Our Lord Jesus as a son has total trust on the Father.
我们的主耶稣对父神是绝对的信靠。
Total dependency on the Father.
是绝对的依靠他的父神。
And his ministry is total rely on his father and son relationship.
是完完全全是父神和儿子的关系。
In John, he said the Son can do nothing outside of himself unless he see the Father is doing.
他在约翰福音讲到，我靠着自己不能够做什么。
And he also said, I can do nothing on my own initiative.
我不会为靠着自己不能够做什么。
And he also said, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
因为我不是要寻求我自己的旨意，乃是寻求那差我来者的旨意。
If our Lord Jesus was tempted that day on the first temptation,
主耶稣在当日受到第一次试探，
he would not be able to continue his ministry as a son.
他就不能够继续也都去为继续他的服侍，作为神的儿子的服侍。
His reincarnation will have no power.
佢嘅道成肉身就冇再冇能力。
Because his ministry is not based on him serving the Father and serving the will of the Father.
因为佢嘅服侍唔系再系服侍神。
Now on the second temptation,
第二次嘅试探。
When Satan was saying, "If you are the Son of God,"
耶稣话，魔鬼话，你若是神嘅儿子
，throw yourself down，
可以跳下去
，for it is written，
因为经上记着说
，and he quotes Psalm 91 verse 11，
佢喺度引用诗篇九十篇十一节
，and what did our Lord said？
咁主耶稣又点样回答呢？
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
And what is this test he's referring to?
呢度讲嘅及嘅试探系咩事情呢？
What does that mean by testing God the Father?
如果你嚟到去试探神，系你会作紧咩事呢？
This was actually a quote from Deuteronomy 6:16.
呢度系讲到民数记第六章
，and it's when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
就系讲及摩西带领以。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姊妹朋友，早晨。
This morning I'd like to share on a subject called temptation.
今朝早晨愿意同大家交通到试探。
And I'm probably the last one I should be sharing on this subject.
其实我唔配嚟到去交通呢个问题。
And I'm sure that you will say, you've got to have someone who is a very spiritual giant to share on this subject.
或者你认为应该要找一个属灵伟人来到去谈及这个问题。
But I remember our brother shared this in the winter conference.
我记得弟兄在冬令会的时候提及。
He shared about he was trying to share on the topic sanctification.
他讲到当他讲及圣洁的时候。
But he feels so unworthy and he talked to another sister.
但他觉得自己不配，所以他要跟另一个姊妹讲。
And The sister encouraged her to share, and she said that you keep sharing until you get it.
个姊妹就鼓励佢继续嚟到交通，交通到直至你得到为止。
So this morning I'd like to share because this is a lesson that I've been learning myself over and over and over.
今朝早晨讲到呢个题目系，其实我系一直喺度学紧、学紧、学紧。
Since the New Year's begin, we heard many, many people have this New Year resolution.
新年的时候，我都听见好多人会有新年的愿望。
I heard people said, "Okay, I am going to watch my diet."
有啲愿望话，我今年要小心我嘅饮食。
I'm going to stay away from chocolate.
我唔会再食朱古力。
Some people would say, "Okay, I'm going to get up early and go exercise."
我要每日朝早起身早一啲。嚟到去運神運。
And some people say, I'm going to stay away from the television. I'm going to stay from spending too much time on the internet.
我唔會再上網，亦都唔會再睇電視咁多。
Non-Christian talk about making this decision in the beginning of the year.
非基督徒時時都係喺新年有願望。
They know there's things that are tempting them.
佢哋知道有事情嚟到去引誘佢哋。
They're making a vow so they don't fall into the temptation of this world also.
所以他们要发誓来到去远离这些的引诱。
But how about us as Christian?
那我们这些基督徒呢?
Are we going to do anything different?
我们有没有不同呢?
Or are they doing the same thing as we are?
是不是他们跟我们做的一样呢?
They're trying to resist temptation by their own mental power.
他们用他们自己的意志来到去拒绝引诱。
And are we using the same mental power to try to resist the temptation?
那我们是不是又用回我们的意志来到去拒绝引诱呢?
And I hope that our New Year resolution has to do with our spiritual growth also.
愿意我们今年的新年愿望和我们的属灵生命都有关系的。
So I hope that when we share about temptation, we can all be equipped on how to deal with this subject of temptation.
所以当我们提及这个试探的题目的时候，我们都能够得着帮助来抵挡试探。
I want to talk to every one of you in a very private manner.
愿意跟大家讲一些私人的事。
Because when you talk about temptation, it's usually something we have to deal with inside.
因为讲及试探的时候，是一些我们内在要处理的问题。
It is something that you may not have told anyone.
或者你从来没有公开讲给人知。
You may be very ashamed, you don't tell anyone.
或者你觉得很羞耻，所以不敢讲给人听。
But I want to challenge you this morning.
但我今天要向你们挑战。
Think of a temptation that you are struggling in your spiritual walk.
想一想在属灵的生活上面，你有没有一样东西来引诱着你呢？
Do you have any temptation that you know of?
你有没有知道自己有正是面对任何的引诱？
Let's turn to the Bible to Matthew chapter 3.
我们看一看圣经马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 16.
马太福音第三章十六节。
And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God.Descending as a dove and coming upon him.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。
And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry.
他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
And the tempter came and said to him,If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread.
那试探人的进前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物。乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then the devil took him into the holy city, and he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
And said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give you angels charge concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest You strike your feet against a stone.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
And he said to him, All these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Then Jesus said to him, Be gone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
耶稣说：撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说：当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
We'll read one more passage from Mark chapter 1.
我们再看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1 verse 12.
马可福音第一章十二节，新约圣经四十七页。
This records the same temptation of Jesus.
这里是讲到刚才我们讲及耶稣受的试探。
We'll actually read 11 and 12.
我们看十一节和十二节。
And a voice came out of the heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And pay attention to the word, and immediately the Spirit impelled him to go out into the wilderness.
十一节，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野去。请大家留意吹到。
I want to focus on these three temptations in a different way this morning.
我想用第二个方法来对解讲及耶稣受的三样试探。
I'm sure we all read or heard different explanation about the temptation.
我们都知道各人已经是听过对于试探的解释。
And there are many ways to look at how the temptationWe can apply to our daily walk.
当然在我们日常生活上我们时时都有试探。
I want to focus on what I think is crucial in this situation.
但是我想提及在这个情景的底下最重要的事情。
The free temptation of Jesus is focused on the challenge of his being the Son of God.
这三个试探其实都是挑战，因为他称呼自己是神的儿子。
We know that right after Jesus was baptized, when God declared that he is the Son of God, in him he is well pleased.
当主耶稣受浸完之后，天上有声音说，这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And immediately the Holy Spirit impelled our Lord Jesus into the wilderness.
咁立时之间圣灵就催耶稣入旷野。
And we see that in the first two temptations,
在第一和第二的试探里头，
the Satan actually said, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread.
魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the other temptation, the second temptation,
第二次的试探，
The Satan said to our Lord Jesus,
魔鬼对耶稣说，
If you are the Son of God, and throw yourself down, for it is written,
你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。
So what does that mean when I talk about the challenge of his position as the Son of God?
就是魔鬼挑战他的地位，作为神的儿子的地位。
In the first temptation,Our Lord was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
第一个试探，主耶稣已经禁食了四十昼夜。
And he was hungry.
他饿了。
And the tempter came and said, If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread.
那个试探人的进前来就对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Can Jesus turn stone into bread for himself?
你想想，主耶稣是不是能够将石头变成食物呢？
Yes, he can.
当然可以。
He has made bread for 5,000 people, for 4,000 people.
他预备了食物喂饱五千人，喂饱四千人。
It was Jesus needing to eat. He was hungry.
主耶稣饿，他需不需要吃嘢？
He does. He has a need.
当然他有这个需要，他要需要吃。
But our Lord said, man shall not live on bread alone, but by the very word proceed out of the mouth of God.
但主耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And what is the word of God?
那神的话 是什么呢？
The word of God is the will of God.
神的话就是神的旨意。
He talks about the relationship of him and the Father.
就是讲及他与神父神之间的关系。
And the will of God is so that the son could have total reliance on the father.
神嘅旨意就系作为神嘅儿子，要完完全全嘅依靠佢嘅父神。
Our Lord Jesus is totally rely on God the Father for His provision.
我哋嘅主耶稣系全靠主父神嚟到供应佢嘅一切所需。
It's not just on the physical, the temporary need.
唔系净系为咗暂时肉体上嘅需要。
Our Lord Jesus, as a son, He has total trust on the Father.
我哋嘅主耶稣对父神系绝对嘅信靠。
Total dependency on the Father.
系绝对嘅依靠佢嘅父神。
And His ministry is total rely on His Father and Son relationship.
系完完全全系父神同埋儿子嘅关系。
In John, He talked about, He said, the Son can do nothing outside of Himself unless He see the Father is doing.
佢喺约翰福音讲到。
And he also said, I can do nothing on my own initiative.
我唔会为靠着自己唔能够作什么。
And he also said, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
因为我唔系要寻求我自己嘅旨意，乃系寻求那差我来者嘅旨意。
If our Lord Jesus was tempted that day on the first temptation.
主耶稣在当日受到第一次试探，
He would not be able to continue His ministry as a son.
他就不能够继续也都可以为继续他的服侍，作为神的儿子的服侍。
His reincarnation will have no power.
他的道成肉身就没有再没能力。
Because His ministry is not based on Him serving the Father.And serving the will of the Father.
因为他的服侍不是再是服侍神。
Now, on the second temptation,
第二次的试探，
when Satan was saying, If you are the Son of God,
耶稣说， Satan, 魔鬼说，你若是神的儿子，
throw yourself down,
可以跳下去，
for it is written.
因为经常记着说，
and he quotes Psalm 91 verse 11.
他在这里引用诗篇90篇11节。
And what did our Lord said?
那主耶稣又怎样回答呢？
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
And what is this test he's referring to?
呢度讲嘅及嘅试探系咩嘢事情咧
？What does that mean by testing God the Father？
如果你嚟到去试探神，系你会作紧咩事咧
？This was actually quoted from Deuteronomy 6:16。
呢度系讲到民数记第六章
，and it's when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt。
就系讲及摩西带领以
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友早晨。
This morning, I'd like to share on a subject called temptation.
今朝早晨愿意同大家交通到试探。
And I'm probably the last one I should be sharing on this subject.
其实我唔配嚟到去交通呢个问题。
And I'm sure that you will say,You've got to have someone who is a very spiritual giant to share on this subject.
或者你认为应该要找一个属灵伟人来到去谈及这个问题。
But I remember our brother shared in the winter conference.
我记得弟兄在冬令会的时候提及。
He shared about he was trying to share on the topic sanctification.
他讲到当他讲及圣洁的时候。
But he feels so unworthy and he talked to another sister.
但他觉得自己不配，所以他要跟另一个姐妹讲。
And the sister encouraged her to share, and she said that you keep sharing until you get it.
那个姐妹就鼓励他继续来交通，交通到直至你得到为止。
So this morning I'd like to share because this is a lesson that I've been learning myself over and over and over.
今朝早上讲到这个题目，其实我是一直在学紧。
Since the New Year's begin, we heard many, many people have this New Year resolution.
新年的时候我都听见很多人会有新年的愿望。
I heard people said, okay, I am going to watch my diet.
有些愿望说我今年要小心我的饮食。
I'm going to stay away from chocolate.
我不会再吃朱古力。
Some people would say, okay, I'm going to get up early and go exercise.
我要每日朝早起身早一啲嚟到去运晨运。
And some people say, I'm going to stay away from the television. I'm going to stay from spending too much time on the internet.
我唔会再上网，亦都唔会再睇电视咁多。
Non-Christian talk about making this decision in the beginning of the year.
非基督徒时时都系喺新年有愿望。
They know there is things that are tempting them.
佢哋知道有事情嚟到去引诱佢哋。
They're making a vow so they don't fall into the temptation of this world also.
所以他们要发誓来到去远离这些的引诱。
But how about us as Christian?
那我们这些基督徒呢?
Are we going to do anything different?
我们有没有不同呢?
Or are they doing the same thing as we are?
是不是他们跟我们做的一样呢?
They're trying to resist temptation by their own mental power.
他们用他们自己的意志来到去拒绝引诱。
And are we using the same mental power to try to resist the temptation?
那我们是不是又用回我们的意志来到去拒绝引诱呢?
And I hope that our New Year resolution has to do with our spiritual growth also.
愿意我们今年的新年愿望和我们的属灵生命都有关系的。
So I hope that when we share about temptation, we can all be equipped.On how to deal with this subject of temptation.
所以当我们提及这个试探的题目的时候，我们都能够得着帮助来抵挡试探。
I want to talk to every one of you in a very private manner.
愿意同大家讲一些私人的事。
Because when you talk about temptation, it's usually something we have to deal with inside.
因为讲及试探的时候，是一些我们内在要处理的问题。
It is something that you may not have told anyone.
或者你冇从来冇公开讲俾人知。
You may be very ashamed. You don't tell anyone.
或者你觉得好羞耻，所以唔敢讲俾人听。
But I want to challenge you this morning.
但我今日要向你哋挑战。
Think of a temptation that you are struggling in your spiritual walk.
想一想喺属灵嘅生活上边，你有冇一样嘢嚟到引诱住你啊
？Do you have any temptation that you know of?
你有冇知道自己有正系面对任何嘅引诱
？Let's turn to the Bible to Matthew chapter 3.
我哋睇一睇圣经马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.Verse 16.
马太福音第三章十六节。
And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, and coming upon him.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了。他就看见神的灵仿佛甲子降下落在他身上。
And behold, a voice out of the heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread.
那试探人的进前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceed out of the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then the devil took him into the holy city, and he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
And said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give you angels charge concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your feet against a stone.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
耶稣对他说，经上有记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
And he said to him, All these things will I give you, if you fall down and worship me.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Then Jesus said to him, Be gone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
耶稣说，撒旦退去吧。因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
We'll read one more passage from Mark chapter 1.
我们再看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1 verse 12.
马可福音第一章十二节，新约圣经四十七页。
This records the same temptation of Jesus.
这里是讲到刚才我们讲及耶稣受的试探。
We'll actually read 11 and 12.
我们看11节和12节。
And a voice came out of the heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And pay attention to the word, and immediately the Spirit impelled him to go out into the wilderness.
11节，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。聖靈就把耶穌吹到旷野去，请大家留意吹到。
I want to focus on these three temptations in a different way this morning.
我想用第二个方法来到去解讲及耶穌受的三样试探。
I'm sure we all read or heard different explanation about the temptation.
我哋都知道各人已经是听过对于试探的解释。
And there are many ways to look at how the temptation we can apply to our daily walk.
当然在我们日常生活上面，我们时时都有试探。
But I want to focus on what I think is crucial in this situation.
但是我想提及在这个情景的底下最重要的事情。
The free temptation of Jesus isFocus on the challenge of his being the Son of God.
这三个试探其实都是挑战，因为他称呼自己是神的儿子。
We know that right after Jesus was baptized, when God declared that he is the Son of God, in him he is well pleased.
当主耶稣受浸完之后，天上有声音说，这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And immediately, the Holy Spirit impelled our Lord Jesus into the wilderness.
咁立时之间，圣灵就吹耶稣入旷野。
And we see that in the first two temptations,
喺第一同埋第二嘅试探里头
，the Satan actually said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread."
魔鬼对佢话，你若是神的儿子，吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the other temptation, the second temptation,
第二次的试探。
The Satan said to our Lord Jesus,
魔鬼对耶稣说，
If you are the Son of God, and throw yourself down, for it is written.
你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。
So what does that mean when I talk about the challenge of his position as the Son of God?
就是魔鬼要挑战他的地位，作为神的儿子的地位。
In the first temptation, our Lord was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
第一个试探，主耶稣已经禁食了40昼夜。
And he was hungry.
他饿了。
And the tempter came and said, If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread.
那个试探人的进前来就对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Can Jesus turn stone into bread for himself?
你想想，主耶稣是不是能够将石头变成食物呢？
Yes, he can.
当然可以。
He has made bread for 5,000 people, for 4,000 people.
他预备了食物，喂饱5,000 人，喂饱4,000 人。
It was Jesus needing to eat. He was hungry.
主耶稣饿，他需不需要吃东西？
He does. He has a need.
当然他有这个需要，他要需要吃。
But our Lord said, Man shall not live on bread alone, but by the very word proceed out of the mouth of God.
但主耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And what is the word of God?
那神的话 是什么呢？
The word of God is the will of God.
神的话就是神的旨意。
He talk about the relationship of him and the Father.
就是讲及他与神两父神之间的关系。
And the will of God is so that the Son could have total reliance on the Father.
神的旨意就是作为神的儿子，要完完全全的依靠他的父神。
Our Lord Jesus is totally rely on God the Father for his provision.
我们的主耶稣是全靠主父神来到供应他的一切所需。
It's not just on the physical, the temporary need.
不是只是为了暂时肉体上的需要。
Our Lord Jesus as a son has total trust on the Father.
我们的主耶稣对父神是绝对的信靠。
Total dependency on the Father.
是绝对的依靠他的父神。
And his ministry is total rely on his father and son relationship.
是完完全全是父神和儿子的关系。
In John, he talked about, he said, the Son can do nothing outside of himself unless he sees the Father is doing.
他在约翰福音讲到，我靠着自己不能够做什么。
And he also said, I can do nothing on my own initiative.
我不会为靠着自己不能够做什么。
And he also said, because I do not seek my own will,But the will of him who sent me.
因为我不是要寻求我自己的旨意，乃是寻求那差我来者的旨意。
If our Lord Jesus was tempted that day on the first temptation,
主耶稣在当日受到第一次试探，
he would not be able to continue his ministry as a son.
咁佢就唔能够继续，亦都可以为继续佢嘅服侍。作为神的儿子的服侍，
His reincarnation will have no power.
他的道成肉身就再没能力。
Because his ministry is not based on him serving the Father and serving the will of the Father.
因为他的服侍不是再是服侍神。
Now on the second temptation,
第二次的试探。
When Satan was saying, "If you are the Son of God,"
耶稣话，魔鬼话，你若是神的儿子
，throw yourself down，
可以跳下去
，for it is written，
因为经上记着说
，and he quotes Psalm 91 verse 11，
佢喺度引用诗篇90篇11节
，and what did our Lord said？
咁主耶稣又点样回答呢？
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
And what is this test he's referring to?
呢度讲嘅及嘅试探系咩嘢事情呢？
What does that mean by testing God the Father?
如果你嚟到去试探神，系你会作紧咩事呢？
This was actually a quote from Deuteronomy 6:16.
呢度系讲到民数记第六章。
And it's when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
就系讲及摩西带领以色列。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友，早晨。
This morning, I'd like to share on a subject called temptation.
今朝早晨，愿意同大家交通到试探。
And I'm probably the last one I should be sharing on this subject.
其实我唔配嚟到去交通呢个问题。
And I'm sure that you will say.You've got to have someone who is a very spiritual giant to share on this subject.
或者你认为应该要找一个属灵伟人来到去谈及这个问题。
But I remember our brother sharing this in the winter conference.
我记得弟兄在冬令会的时候提及。
He shared about he was trying to share on the topic sanctification.
他讲到当他讲及圣洁的时候。
But he feels so unworthy and he talked to another sister.
但他觉得自己不配，所以他要跟另一个姊妹说。
And the sister encouraged her to share, and she said that you keep sharing until you get it.
那个姊妹就鼓励他继续来到交通，交通到直至你得到为止。
So this morning I'd like to share because this is a lesson that I've been learning myself over and over and over.
今朝早晨讲到呢个题目系，其实我系一直喺度学紧、学紧、学紧。
Since the New Year's begin, we heard many, many people have this New Year resolution.
新年嘅时候，我都听见好多人话有新年嘅愿望。
I heard people said, "Okay, I am going to watch my diet."
有啲愿望话我今年要小心我嘅饮食。
I'm going to stay away from chocolate.
我唔会再食朱古力。
Some people would say.Okay, I'm going to get up early and go exercise.
我要每日朝早起身早一啲嚟到去运晨运。
And some people say, I'm going to stay away from the television. I'm going to stay from spending too much time on the internet.
我唔会再上网，亦都唔会再睇电视咁多。
Non-Christian talk about making this decision in the beginning of the year.
非基督徒时时都系喺新年有愿望。
They know there's things that are tempting them.
他们知道有事情来去引诱他们。
They're making a vow so they don't fall into the temptation of this world also.
所以他们要发誓来去远离这些的引诱。
But how about us as Christians?
那我们这些基督徒呢?
Are we going to do anything different?
我们有没有不同呢?
Or are they doing the same thing as we are?
是不是他们跟我们做的一样呢?
They are trying to resist temptation by their own mental power.
他们用他们自己的意志来到去拒绝引诱。
And are we using the same mental power to try to resist the temptation?
那我们是不是又用回我们的意志来到去拒绝引诱呢?
And I hope that our New Year resolution has to do with our spiritual growth also.
愿意我们今年的新年愿望和我们的属灵生命都有关系的。
So I hope that When we share about temptation, we can all be equipped on how to deal with this subject of temptation.
所以当我们提及这个试探的题目的时候，我们都能够得着帮助来到抵挡试探。
I want to talk to every one of you in a very private manner.
愿意同大家讲一些私人的事。
Because when you talk about temptation, it's usually something we have to deal with inside.
因为讲及试探的时候是一些我们内在要处理的问题。
It is something that you may not have told anyone.
或者你从来没有公开讲给人知。
You may be very ashamed, you don't tell anyone.
或者你觉得很羞耻所以不敢讲给人听。
But I want to challenge you this morning.
但我今天要向你们挑战。
Think of a temptation that you are struggling in your spiritual walk.
想一想在属灵的生活上面你有没有一样东西来引诱着你呢
Do you have any temptation that you know of?
你有没有知道自己有正在面对任何的引诱
Let's turn to the Bible to Matthew chapter 3.
我哋睇一睇圣经马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 16.
马太福音第三章十六节。
And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来。天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上。
And behold, a voice out of the heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Chapter 4 verse 1
第四章第一节。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wildernessTo be tempted by the devil.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread.
那试探人的进前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then the devil took him into the holy city.And he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
And said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will give you angels charge concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your feet against a stone.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain.And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
And he said to him, All these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Then Jesus said to him, Be gone, Satan, for it is written.You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
We'll read one more passage from Mark chapter 1.
我们再看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1 verse 12.
马可福音第一章十二节。新约圣经四十七页。
This records the same temptation of Jesus.
这里是讲到刚才我们讲及耶稣受的试探。
We'll actually read 11 and 12.
我们看11节和12节。
And a voice came out of the heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And pay attention to the word, and immediately the Spirit impelled him to go out into the wilderness.
十一节，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。圣灵就把耶稣吹到旷野去。请大家留意吹到。
I want to focus on these three temptations in a different way this morning.
我想用第二个方法来到去解讲及耶稣受的三样试探。
I'm sure we all read or heard different explanation about the temptation.
我哋都知道各人已经系听过对于试探嘅解释。
And there are many ways to look at how the temptation we can apply to our daily walk.
当然喺我哋日常生活上边，我哋时时都有试探。
But I want to focus on what I think is crucial in this situation.
但系我想提及喺呢个情景嘅底下最重要嘅事情。
The free temptation of Jesus is focused on the challenge of his being the Son of God.
呢三个试探其实都系挑战，因为佢称呼自己系神嘅儿子。
We know that right after Jesus was baptized, when God declared that he is the Son of God, in him he is well pleased.
当主耶稣受浸完之后，天上有声音话。这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And immediately, the Holy Spirit impelled our Lord Jesus into the wilderness.
咁立时之间，圣灵就催耶稣入旷野。
And we see that in the first two temptations,
喺第一同埋第二嘅试探里头
，the Satan actually said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread."
魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the other temptation, the second temptation,
第二次的试探，
the Satan said to our Lord Jesus,
魔鬼对耶稣说，
If you are the Son of God, and throw yourself down, for it is written,
你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。
So what does that mean when I talk about the challenge of his position as the Son of God?
就是魔鬼要挑战他的地位，作为神的儿子的地位。
In the first temptation, our Lord was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
第一个试探，主耶稣已经禁食了四十昼夜。
And he was hungry.
他饿了。
And the tempter came and said, If you're the Son of God, command this stone to become bread.
那个试探人的进前来就对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Can Jesus turn stone into bread for himself?
你想想，主耶稣是不是能够将石头变成食物呢？
Yes, he can.
当然可以。
He has made bread for 5,000 people, for 4,000 people.
他预备了食物，喂饱5,000人，喂饱4,000人。
It was Jesus needing to eat, he was hungry.
主耶稣饿，他需不需要食物？
He does. He has a need.
当然他有这个需要，他要需要食。
But our Lord said, man shall not live on bread alone, but by the very word proceed out of the mouth of God.
但主耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And what is the word of God?
那神的话 是什么呢？
The word of God is the will of God.
神的话就是神的旨意。
He talked about the relationship of him and the Father.
就是讲及他与神父神之间的关系。
And the will of God is so that the Son could have total reliance on the Father.
神的旨意就是作为神的儿子，要完完全全的依靠他的父神。
Our Lord Jesus is totally rely on God the Father for his provision.
我们的主耶稣是全靠主父神来到供应他的一切所需。
It's not just on the physical, the temporary need.
不是只是为了暂时肉体上的需要。
Our Lord Jesus as a son has total trust on the Father.
我们的主耶稣对父神是绝对的信靠。
Total dependency on the Father.
是绝对的依靠他的父神。
And his ministry is total rely on his father and son relationship.
是完完全全是父神和儿子的关系。
In John he talked about, he said the son can do nothing outside of himself.Unless he see the Father is doing.
他在约翰福音讲到，我靠着自己不能够做什么。
And he also said, I can do nothing on my own initiative.
我不会为靠着自己不能够做什么。
And he also said, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
因为我不是要寻求我自己的旨意，乃是寻求那差我来者的旨意。
If our Lord Jesus was tempted that day on the first temptation.
主耶稣在当日受到第一次试探。
He would not be able to continue his ministry as a son.
咁佢就唔能够继续，亦都去为继续佢嘅服侍，作为神嘅儿子嘅服侍。
His reincarnation will have no power.
佢嘅道成肉身就冇再冇能力。
Because his ministry is not based on him serving the Father and serving the will of the Father.
因为佢嘅服侍唔系再系服侍神。
Now on the second temptation,
第二次的试探，
when Satan was saying, "If you are the Son of God,"
耶稣话，魔鬼话，你若是神的儿子
，throw yourself down，
可以跳下去
，for it is written，
因为经上记着说
，and he quotes Psalm 91 verse 11。
佢喺度引用诗篇九十篇十一节。
And what did our Lord said?
咁主耶稣又点样回答呢
？You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
不可试探主你的神。
And what is this test he's referring to?
呢度讲嘅及嘅试探系乜嘢事情咧？
What does that mean by testing God the Father?
如果你嚟到去试探神，系你会作紧咩事咧
？This was actually quoted from Deuteronomy 6:16.
呢度系讲到民数记第六章
，and it's when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
就系讲及摩西带领以